This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Host of the Baseball Postgame Show now joining us. Tim, how you been, buddy?
Good. Now it's time to switch gears. It's postseason time now. It's exciting.
So it looks to be Brandon Woodruff going to the hill against Max Scherzer. And here's my question. First of all, as banged up as they are, Tim, I'm looking at everybody complaining about the one game playoff, and you know the winner advances, the loser goes home. And look, we didn't have a problem with it last year, and I don't have a problem with it this year. If you want to win the division, you had an opportunity over the weekend, right?
You did, and it was a buzzkill that Saturday night loss, and that was really the tough one. But they do have a stay of execution in terms of the division title by virtue of the Cubs helping them out. And then you get to Sunday, and the Cardinals just run away. And then it made that Saturday night loss even bigger. The matchup in a one game, I think the Brewers, Bill, they're built to play that style of baseball. They are in a one game. And I like their chances. Anybody is in the game against anybody. Max Scherzer started a game against the Crew earlier this year, and the Brewers won that baseball game. I mean, that's the reality of it. They can do it again. Get through here, you get a little breathing room. But the injuries, Braun, did you happen to see the starting outfield yesterday? It was Spangenberg,
right.
Grisham, and Gamel.
Yep.
And you compare that to Yelich, Kane, and Braun.
Right.
I mean, enough said right there.
Yeah, they got their guys some rest, as you heard from Craig Counsell there. They're feeling good about it. Now the question is, what is the severity of the calf injury to Ryan Braun? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is a tough one. He's going to give it a go, and it may be a little gimpy, but Kane's been doing it all year, and I like that sort of warrior mentality here, Bill. I think it plays well in a one-gamer.
So if you start to match up positions, you know, between Soto, Robles, Eaton, you know, you go through their infield and such, and, you know, you kind of look right now, it seems like it's kind of matched a little bit in Washington's favor, especially when it comes to the starters, starting pitching, I should say. But I think the Brewers can go toe-to-toe with this team. And like you said, they're kind of built for the one game because they've been there, done that so many times.
They have. And we're going to see Woody start. And, hey, if he goes two scoreless, hey, that plays right into the style of Craig Counsell. That's, hey, you did your job. Maybe your pitch count got up a little bit. Maybe there were some heavy counts in there, but no, you did your job. Then what? Okay, well then you got a selection of players that are used to doing it. Freddie Peralta is due, Bill. You saw him just pitch a third over the weekend. He's due and very capable of going two innings. Brent Suter to settle a game in for three innings. That's a possibility. Drew Pomerantz for two innings. Hader for two innings. You do have some good pitching. I go back to early portions of games, and that is the factor here. You
right.
Put up a zero in the bottom half. Regardless of what you do in the top half, put up a zero in the bottom, and you move on from there. Then it's Craig Counsell ball.
So how much do you give? Because if you had to break down the managerial side of things, now not that we believe managers equate to W's on a consistent basis. But when it comes to something like this, you can either manage yourself into or out of a win. And I thought last year in Game 7, going to the, you know, with the ability to go to the World Series, I thought they got a little bit too cute with the pitching staff, and that ultimately cost them. In this particular game, I'm thinking maybe the experience of managing a game like this favors Craig Counsell.
It does. The style does, and the experience, definitely. He's still getting better as a manager. He is, and he's still, in my estimation, headed toward being a great manager. And I'll give you an example. He has to have some credit for this, and maybe a large portion of credit. In the last 3 years, every game but one has been relevant. Every single game. Now, again, you could look at that in two ways. One, you could say, well, they didn't run away with the division, didn't you know, have a magic number locked in and got it on the 19th of September. But big picture, outside of 2017's game 162, every single game has been relevant and it meant something under Craig Counsell. I mean, that's regardless of what tools and resources he has had, every game was relevant.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. It's a cool team to follow. It is.
You go back to May 23rd. I was reading a story out of Major League Baseball. The Nats were 19-31, 8.5 games out of a postseason spot at May 23rd. Then after that, they post the best record in baseball from that point forward. They've been on fire, and a big portion of it has been their pitching. But I guess the good news is that with Max Scherzer on the mound, you're probably going to get Kurt Suzuki behind the plate. And while they've got that rapport, Suzuki is he's a better defender, but he's not the same offensive guy.
No. And you're going to have to, either way, it comes down to Scherzer. And if he's on, they've got their hands full.
Yep.
And that's why it does default to the Brewers pitching. I feel good. You know, if Strasburg wants to come out of the pen, okay. You're a starter. Okay, that's a little different for
right.
you. Maybe they can attack that a little bit. So, it is about the Brewers pitching. I feel if they're in this game mid-game, if they're in the game, they got a really good chance to win it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with, because this team has kind of played with the, I don't know, if you want to call it the mojo. I liked what Yasmani Grandal had to say yesterday when asked, hey, is the mojo gone? He said, no, this was a humbling experience. This kind of focuses our guys. And then you talk to a guy like Keston Hiura who says, look, I can't wait. There's no pressure here. We weren't supposed to be here, you know? So it's kind of like, If they're true in what they're saying, they don't have any pressure. Because we, I think, as fans feel this pressure, this innate where, you know, it's nail-biting because each pitch means something and you're wondering if your team's going to go home and all of this comes to a crashing halt, or if we continue to advance and then you at least get some life for at least three more games. You know, that type of thing. It seems like these guys are kind of like, eh, we're good. Don't worry about it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And they've been through it. A lot of them have. Well, Keston, I mean, it's sort of the world against the Brewers mentality for sure. And Keston, he doesn't know what he's afraid of yet. He's never really at this level been in MLB's playoffs. And so maybe it's one of those deals where, I don't know enough to feel any pressure here. It's definitely interesting. I'm more looking at the injury front and the health concerns. And, you know, I know a lot of people are giving these guys really not a good chance to win tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it may come down to that. I mean, again, the Yelich injury, and I don't want to get all into that yet.
Right.
But, yeah, you're right. You win the ball game, you get some breathing room, and that's their goal for sure.
Trey Turner back now with his team as well, which is another kind of a boost for the Washington Nationals. He had that broken right index finger back in May, and then he kind of jump-starts that team. He ignites
he's
the top
line. Fire.
Yeah, .353 on base percentage, more than 30 steals in a season. There's a lot of positives to this Nationals team and the reason that they are where they are. The one thing I can say is, if you want to compare it, Orlando Arcia, not good over the last couple of seasons, but last year in the postseason, he got hot. You probably relying upon a guy to get hot to really ignite this team, whether it's a normal everyday guy like a Ryan Braun or a Lorenzo Cain, or a guy like Arcia that you don't expect to step up.
Yep, and it plays into that pitcher spot behind him, or at least near him, that plays well too, and he can clear a pitcher spot. He can there, a lot of things. It's not just the postseason. Last year in September, he got going. Same thing this year. If you look at his last, and you have to do a little bit more of the eye test on Lando. He is barreling balls up, and it looks like he's getting back into that mode that he was in September and into the playoffs, as you said last year.
Mm-hmm. Hey, give me your thoughts on Moustakas. He's been battling that wrist injury and elbow soreness, and yet he has still been able to put up some decent numbers. There's another guy that if he gets hot, he can almost throw a team on his back.
He can, and we've seen it. And we've seen it there in D.C., as a matter of fact, in that series a little bit from Moose. Coming off the injury, he got smoking hot and carried this team for a while. You're right. But again, is he 100%? There's no way that dude is 100%.
No.
So you've got Braun, Kane, and Moustakas, three veteran dudes that really, it would be nice, obviously, to go in 100%, but that's just the way it goes. And it's the warrior mentality, not only for Braun and Kane, and you're right. I didn't even think about Moustakas, same boat.
Yep, no doubt. Talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, if Lorenzo Cain doesn't win a Gold Glove this year, something is completely wrong. For what we saw him do at the beginning of the season, throughout the season, and obviously the couple of big catches that he made at Coors Field on Saturday.
Yeah, he has perfected the art form of a not today catch. He has, and it's just like he's so comfortable. You compare that to a couple of years ago, we were watching the lab experiment with Scooter Gennett playing in the outfield at Scottsdale Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell with players that are not comfortable with their position, they tighten up and they start tightening up the jaw muscles and they're tightening up their arms and legs. Low flows, and he knows he's got time. There's a lot of hang time. I mean, this isn't a Ray Guy punt, but there's a lot of hang time in a home run.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to freak out right away. He has absolutely perfected that craft. It's amazing.
Always good to talk, Tim. Let's hope that they can get a couple of outs early on, get it to a Pomerantz, Suter, Hader, and then close things out and get enough runs over Scherzer to win this thing. So we'll talk again soon.
It's exciting. Thanks, Bill.
Absolutely, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or you can go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. I stopped in today and actually filled up the vehicle with the E85, the flex fuel. And went in there and got the thing loaded up, went in and got a couple of things to nosh on this morning, and all good to go. And you can be doing the same thing, as a matter of fact. Don't forget, you can also stop in for the breakfast combo. You get the Clements Brats, or for $1.99 each, by the way, or the breakfast sandwich, the Caruba coffee, the cappuccino, $3.49. Choose any Angus or bagel sandwich, 16-ounce coffee for $3.99. And today only, the buck for Caruba Gold. A lot of good specials over there at our friends from Quick Trip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.